Now we're ready to start. Speaker A.
Learning a language is a huge task. Depending on your goal, you will have possibly hundreds of hours of language learning ahead. If you don't have a clear motivation, then the chance of you abandoning your language learning efforts is very high. Most people drop out of language learning classes or their self-training before reaching even an intermediate level. Although you might have a clear idea when you start, you should write your motivation down. This will make your thoughts about the language you are learning much clearer.
Speaker B. I understand that it is absolutely important to listen to the foreign language as much as possible. I've tried to find as many radio programs, broadcasts, postcards, TV programs, audiobooks, songs as possible in the foreign language. Besides, my success in speaking a language fluently will be very much dependent by how well I can pick up and understand spoken language. My teacher always says that forming the ear is a very slow process. It can take weeks and months until you fully understand even moderately slowly spoken language. Speaker C.
Most people fear to make mistakes, and this is only natural. Since childhood, we have been told that making mistakes is bad. Well, here is a simple truth. If you don't start speaking in the foreign language and necessarily making mistakes, you will simply delay being able to speak. Many people delay it forever. Don't be one of them. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Once you go through it, you will be speaking with very few mistakes and an enormous gain in confidence.
Speaker D. When I learn a word, I should also learn whatever I need to know about it. For example, its gender or plural, depending on the language. It can be helpful to learn the word not only as an individual unit, but as a part of a sentence, to give it context. So I usually write out the sentence where I came across the word, as well as the word itself, and learn them both. This will help me to increase my vocabulary further by learning the associated words. Speaker E.
When speaking, I always try to find a balance between fluency and accuracy. I should, of course, aim for accuracy, particularly with certain aspects of the language, such as tenses, where, if I make a mistake, what I say may not make sense. However, it is also important to aim for fluency, as far as possible at my stage of learning. My teacher's best recommendation is not to let worrying about more minor points of grammar cause me to hesitate unreasonably. I try to keep the conversation going.
Speaker F. English is a very old language, and over the course of many centuries, interesting sayings have been incorporated into everyday language that make little sense if you haven't grown up with them. Bucking up the wrong tree, the straw that broke the camel's back, and raining cats and dogs are all examples of idioms that add color to the English language. If you find yourself starting to use idioms when you speak English, well done, you've mastered it. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Learning a language is a huge task. Depending on your goal, you will have possibly hundreds of hours of language learning ahead. If you don't have a clear motivation, then the chance of you abandoning your language learning efforts is very high. Most people drop out of language learning classes or their self-training before reaching even an intermediate level. Although you might have a clear idea when you start, you should write your motivation down. This will make your thoughts about the language you are learning much clearer.
Speaker B. I understand that it is absolutely important to listen to the foreign language as much as possible. I've tried to find as many radio programs, broadcasts, postcards, TV programs, audiobooks, songs as possible in the foreign language. Besides, my success in speaking a language fluently will be very much dependent by how well I can pick up and understand spoken language. My teacher always says that forming the ear is a very slow process. It can take weeks and months until you fully understand even moderately slowly spoken language. Speaker C.
Most people fear to make mistakes, and this is only natural. Since childhood, we have been told that making mistakes is bad. Well, here is a simple truth. If you don't start speaking in the foreign language and necessarily making mistakes, you will simply delay being able to speak. Many people delay it forever. Don't be one of them. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Once you go through it, you will be speaking with very few mistakes and an enormous gain in confidence.
Speaker D. When I learn a word, I should also learn whatever I need to know about it. For example, its gender or plural, depending on the language. It can be helpful to learn the word not only as an individual unit, but as a part of a sentence, to give it context. So I usually write out the sentence where I came across the word, as well as the word itself, and learn them both. This will help me to increase my vocabulary further by learning the associated words. Speaker E.
When speaking, I always try to find a balance between fluency and accuracy. I should, of course, aim for accuracy, particularly with certain aspects of the language, such as tenses, where if I make a mistake, what I say may not make sense. However, it is also important to aim for fluency, as far as possible at my stage of learning. My teacher's best recommendation is not to let worrying about more minor points of grammar cause me to hesitate unreasonably. I try to keep the conversation going.
Speaker F. English is a very old language, and over the course of many centuries, interesting sayings have been incorporated into everyday language that make little sense if you haven't grown up with them. Bucking up the wrong tree, the straw that broke the camel's back, and raining cats and dogs are all examples of idioms that add color to the English language. If you find yourself starting to use idioms when you speak English, well done, you've mastered it. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.